Hello, my name's Rich and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some great matches in Match Week 24, so let's get on with this week's roundup. Chelsea back amongst the goals.
Chelsea's last three matches finished in goalless draws, but they had their shooting boots on against Brighton. It finished 4-0 to the Blues. Eden Hazard scored twice, with Willian and Victor Moses also getting on the score sheet. Chelsea are unbeaten in 12 matches in all competitions, but this was their first Premier League win in 2018.
Aguero gets City back on track.
Sergio Aguero scored his 7th Premier League hat-trick as Manchester City beat Newcastle 3-1. City dominated the match but needed Aguero's perfect hat-trick to maintain their 12-point lead at the top of the table.
Garcia in, Silva out at Watford.
Marco Silva was sacked as Watford manager following the team's 2-0 defeat at Leicester City on Saturday. Watford have only won once in their last 11 Premier League matches. Silva has been replaced by Javi Garcia, who has previously managed in Spain, Greece and Russia.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
City needed Aguero's perfect hat-trick to maintain their 12-point lead at the top of the table. Perfect hat-trick. You don't hear this phrase very often. What does it mean?
Let's start with the word hat-trick. Many of you will already know that a hat-trick is one player scoring 3 goals in one match.
Yes, I knew this, but it's an interesting phrase, isn't it? Do we know anything else about it?
Well, from my in-depth research...
Looking on Wikipedia.
Yes, looking on Wikipedia. Anyway, it says that hat-trick was first used in cricket in the 19th century to describe a bowler that takes 3 consecutive wickets.
So it was always 3 of something. And a perfect hat-trick?
That one is easier. A perfect hat-trick is when a player scores 3 goals, one with the right foot, one with the left foot, and one with the head.
So Aguero scored a perfect hat-trick.
And you were right when you said it wasn't a phrase that we hear too often. That's because it's the first perfect hat-trick in the Premier League since October 2015. Guess who scored it?
Sergio Aguero.
Right. And who was he playing against?
Newcastle?
Yes.
Right. Every Monday, we give out 3 Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
These awards always create a lot of discussion. Lots of you agreed with Liverpool-Man City as our Match of the Week last week, but not many of you agreed with our choice of West Brom as our Team of the Week.
Let's start this week with our Player of the Week. There were some great individual performances in the Premier League last week.
Yes, there were. Mesut Ozil was back for Arsenal and helped the Gunners destroy Palace with 4 goals in the first 20 minutes. Willian and Eden Hazard were brilliant for Chelsea, and Joe Allen helped Stoke City get their first win under their new manager.
But our Player of the Week this week is Manchester City's Sergio Aguero. A perfect hat-trick and a perfect result for City at the top of the table.
Right, our next award is for Team of the Week. There were good wins for Manchester United, Stoke, Chelsea, Leicester and City. But our team of the week this week is Arsenal.
Arsenal may be about to lose Alexis Sanchez to Manchester United, but with players like Mesut Ozil in the team, they can still be brilliant to watch. 4 goals in just 15 minutes blew Palace away.
You must be happy to see Arsenal playing well, Jack.
Yes, I am. It's been a difficult few weeks for Arsenal. I'm hoping we can follow this up with a win against Chelsea in the Cup.
Finally, what about Match of the Week?
There were some cracking matches last weekend, but the best match I saw was Brighton against Chelsea. Chelsea won 4-0, but it was not one-sided. Brighton had lots of chances and could have had a penalty too. I think the difference between the two sides was that Chelsea had Eden Hazard, and they could finish the chances that came their way.
Okay, good choice. Brighton-Chelsea. Let's see what other people think to our choices in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website. What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring players in match week 24 were Chelsea's Victor Moses and City's Sergio Aguero. They both scored 17 points.
We didn't have Moses in the Premier Skills team, but we had Aguero as our captain, which means 34 points.
The Premier Skills team has gone back into the top 10 after scoring 80 points last week.
But our Fantasy Football Premier Skills team of the week is Slimania FC, managed by Andra Tetuko from Indonesia. Andra's team already has 79 points, with Roberto Firmino and Mohamed Salah still to play for Liverpool tonight.
And it was another good week for our leader in the Premier Skills League, Gerardo Lopez from Mexico. He's been leading the league for 6 match weeks now. Can anyone stop him? Last week's prediction was Arsenal against Crystal Palace. We both went for Arsenal wins, and Arsenal won 4-1, so well done to us.
But we weren't the only ones to get our predictions right. Well done to Khaldun83 from Algeria, Umlaut Team Gubin from Poland, and Ahmed Adam from Sudan.
What's this week's prediction, Rich?
This weekend there are FA Cup matches in England, so we have to wait until next Tuesday and Wednesday for match week 25 in the Premier League.
That's the 30th and 31st of January, but it's a big one.
Yes, it is. Wednesday, the 31st of January, sees Manchester United travel to London to play Tottenham Hotspur at Wembley Stadium. United need to win to keep the Premier League title race alive, and Spurs need to win to stay in touch with the top four. This is going to be a great game. United will probably try to defend and catch Spurs on the break. But it's a dangerous game trying to defend against Heung-min Son, Christian Eriksen and Harry Kane. I think Spurs will have too much firepower for United. Final score, Tottenham 2, Manchester United 1.
Ooh, I'm not sure. I think United will park the bus and get a goal on the counter-attack. 1-0 to United.
We'll see. We want you to make your prediction at the bottom of the page on the website. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup.
Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of the page.
If you have enjoyed this roundup or found it useful, why not leave us a review or rating, and that will help other people find us. Bye for now and enjoy your football.